MedStar Health's presentation of Ravens One-on-One is brought to you by the Maryland Health Connection, putting quality health coverage within your reach. Enroll now through March 2014 at MarylandHealthConnection.gov. And by MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens.
The Ravens return to primetime this week, a Monday night game on the road in Detroit. Dennis, the road is the four-letter word for this team this year, 1-5 away from Baltimore. As you've watched this season unfold, do you see a missing link? Do you see the one or two things you have to do this week to turn the road into a win column?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of those losses on the road have been close games that we just haven't closed out. And, you know, that's kind of been our issue all season. And I think, you know, yesterday or 2 days ago on Sunday was, you know, another good test for us. And, you know, we kind of got over the hump on that one and finished a close game. So, you know, that'll be the key again. You know, all these games are usually pretty close and come down to the end. And, you know, it's about us being able to execute offensively in those critical situations and being able to really stop people defensively, which, you know, I don't think we've closed out people as well as we would have liked to.
You come back and it's snow, sleet, rain, cold, and that's been going on here for like the last month. We've seen tornadoes, thunderstorms, gale force winds, snow. You'll play indoors. Will it feel strange for you and your teammates to have no weather conditions to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, it's remarkable how many conditions we've had to play in this year and, you know, how many games have been delayed and, you know, we've had to sit in the locker room and, you know, fortunately I haven't had to deal with a whole lot of that except for last Sunday. But, you know, it will be nice to play indoors. We don't have to worry about, you know, what the wind conditions are like, what, you know, the precipitation in the air or anything like that. So, you know, we get to just go play football and focus on that.
Just have to worry about lights.
That's right. Last time we were indoors.
Keep the switch on. Hey, the last time you were indoors, you win the Super Bowl.
That's true.
Does it seem like a lifetime ago? I heard on a television promo this week, the defending Super Bowl champions, this late in the season, it almost doesn't seem like anybody carries that thought around anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel like a long time ago, but, you know, for me, that was before Sunday. That was the last game I had played in, so it didn't feel all that, you know, long ago for me, but, you know, this far into the season with so many NFL games, you know, it's a distant memory, certainly something that we cherish, and we're still the defending champions, and so we hold that title until somebody dethrones us.
If somebody dethrones
you, right.
Because having had that experience, don't you think that'll drive everybody just a little bit more down this playoff push?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, I alluded to it before, but, you know, we're a battle-tested team, and I think, you know, that'll really help us going forward to finish the season the way we want to and entering the postseason. And, you know, when you get into the postseason, anything can happen. And games are always close. And, you know, it's the teams that, you know, have learned the most about themselves during the regular season are able to finish close games like that that really have success.
Well, Dennis, no team has played more close games than you in the last two seasons. 16. Here's hoping 17 is a win in Detroit.
Let's hope it's not that close.
Thanks for joining us. And thank you for joining us tonight on Ravens One-on-One.